Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress. Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Up on the screen now, it looks okay. Throwback Thursday, tax day, March 15th, 2018. Steve Cypress here, and for the overwhelming majority of Americans that depend on us, the business owners, for their livelihood, tax day doesn't come for another month. But for business owners, we all know that corporation filings are due on March 15th, not April 15th. So tax day it is, and I will share my Rhino of the day is this wooden carved rhino with a couple of horns on his nose, his head, and kind of a two-toned front of his head as well. For some reason, it becomes lighter in the front and looks like maybe the top is a little broken off. That happens with a lot of my rhinos in a move or just jostling around, but I have a whole bunch of these wooden carved rhinos. Hand-carved, of course. I don't see when or where or by whom, but very cool. I like these rhinos. Okay, that's Rhino of the Day. And real briefly, I mean, first of all, I got to tell you, I spent over 2 hours today in a consultation with an attorney, and so my entire brain is fried. I mean, these people, it's just unbelievable, the nonsense and the mumbo-jumbo. I mean, give me a break with these lawyers. But anyway, I digress. So I was looking for some stuff. I was actually looking for something from my days of going to law school. I figured let's share that on Throwback Thursday because I just spent the day with a guy who was pontificating on how great a lawyer he was and going off on the 17,000 tangents and just, you know, being a lunatic. And the good news is I talked to his assistant and then I got an email and two emails and a phone call from his assistant after I got back home. And she very clearly laid things out in step by step what needs to be done. Like lawyers, you know, their brains are all over the place. Not all of them, I'm sure. I don't know every single lawyer, but the ones I know, like, oh my goodness, so glad that even though I got a law degree, I never became a lawyer. My goodness. Anyway, I digress. So I could not find anything, which is really kind of good news. I couldn't find anything from my days of going to law school, which I did from fall of 82 until I graduated and got my degree in 85. And so that is, 30-something years ago. The only thing I do have is my diploma, which I have shared before on a Throwback Thursday. So I left that in the corner facing the wall where it belongs. But I did find while I was looking through stuff something that has to do with tax day because it's some kind of tax form. Check this thing out. And that's why I'm at my computer here instead of a spectacular, beautiful purple and blue and a white sunset that's happening out there. It's really a spectacular one today, but it almost always is. Look what I found. It's this sales and use tax registration form. Now, I'm confused and I don't remember. I noticed it's from a little over 20 years ago, 97. My corporation was called Wholesale Direct of Connecticut. That's my door-to-door sales days, one of the several corporations that I had. This one was located in North Haven, Connecticut, just south of New Haven, Connecticut. But for some reason, this is the Massachusetts Department of Revenue. So maybe because I was doing some business in Massachusetts, or had a satellite office there or sent a crew up there for a road trip or whatever. I don't know what, for what reason. Or maybe it's just the way it works when you're, or maybe I opened an office there and I still kept the Wholesale Direct of Connecticut Corporation, but I opened some offices in Massachusetts. I had offices all over the place, mostly concentrated in the Northeast. And so there it is. Look at that. The certificate of the sales tax and use registration. So we were selling all kinds of stuff and we paid all kinds of taxes because that's what business owners do. We pay not only our income taxes, we pay payroll taxes, we pay sales taxes, sales and use tax. I guess we pay for using stuff. Like anything the government can do to suck money out of people, it does. Good news is, pretty much, I guess, rolling into a topical Tuesday because it's in the news, I saw that Trump got a new, brought in a new head financial advisor. This Larry Kudlow guy, who from seeing him on TV over the years, I know this guy, it loves low taxes and hates regulations. So he loves free trade. So I wonder how that's going to work out with Trump on this binge of adding tariffs, in other words, taxes to importing goods. For some reason, I mean, he does a tax cut and then he puts on tariffs. Like, hello. Like, you cut taxes, then you add taxes. Like, but he's Trump. He's all over the place. Never can tell what the heck he's going to do. But good to see that his new chief that he brought in, his new head financial advisor, hates tariffs, hates any kind of restrictions on trade, other than extremely reasonable ones, of course, if there's some really egregious thing going on. But, like, free trade, capitalism, low taxes, let's get the economy going, and let's give the freedom to Americans. That's what a country is founded on, freedom. That's the basis for our entire existence, although you wouldn't know it from today's politicians and lots of Americans who absolutely just don't get what the country's all about, and they love they love Marxism and socialism, and they think the government stands for everything. And so we're reminded of that on tax day more than any other day in the year. So hopefully you are enjoying, to the extent that you can, your tax day, getting it over with, and getting back to doing what we do, which is providing value, solving problems for people. That's how we make money. Government makes money just by force, by saying, give it to me or else. They don't provide value. They provide some value, of course. There's some value, but geez, I mean, I don't know, maybe 80% of what the government thinks they're providing of value is something I could care less about having the government provide. And so, but they're sucking my money into their pockets anyway, because that's what they do. So, on that happy note, enjoy your tax day, everybody. I'll be back tomorrow with Foundation Friday, and I'm going to be teaching from something that the attorney that I met with for 2 hours today told me that he thought was something, and he actually said that he'd gleaned it from his 40 years of experience and that he knows something that other people don't realize, and it's a foundational tip. So I'm hoping, as always, with my Foundational Friday tips, that everyone watching or listening, that you understand and you've heard them before. Maybe just a good gentle reminder to this attorney. He thought he was a genius, and it only pertained to a small little area of the world, which it's completely not true, and I'll explain all that tomorrow on Foundation Friday. So thanks for anyone here and watching on the replay. I don't see any questions, comments, concerns, anything. If so, write them in a comment. I always respond when appropriate. And I hope I will catch you back here tomorrow on Foundation Friday. Thanks for being here today, and I'll catch you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.